Good Morning Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Are they going to bring, you know, a P.F. Chang's or a, you know, Cheesecake Factory? I really don't care. That's a business decision based on what they're going to do. What they will do, and you're right, is they're going to put the housing in first. That's the dessert. That's where they make the money, and they put them up quick. That's why I never wanted it. But again, we made the deal. So if they buy the whole parcel and they decide they want to do the housing first, again, that's a business decision on the buyer. I mean, we're still waiting for the shops at Nature Trail. It never came, right? It's all just a forest in the front. There were supposed to be shops there because they made money on the housing.
That caught me by surprise. That's Commissioner Jeff Burgosh talking about OLF-8, but in the context, right across the street from Navy Federal is Nature Trail and where he lives. And Nature Trail is a beautiful subdivision. Mm-hmm. It's huge and sprawling and hilly and whatever. Hilly. I might be getting it confused with Marcus Point. Anyway, it's beautiful back there. But I didn't know there were supposed to be, shops.
All I heard was Cheesecake Factory.
I know. Right?
You go, Burgosh.
Bring it. Do they serve steak? Anyway, so what he's getting at is, you know, the residential is the part of the deal that D.R. Horton wants because they can apparently build that fast, make money there. And that's useful because you create the people, that creates the demand for the products and services that are also going to be located there. When the people are there, then the commercial and the retail will come. But the question they're really getting at is, do you make a deal or not make a deal right now? And how much of that property do you maintain back? And that's the question.
Commissioner Bender, are you asking to withhold more than 100 acres that we agreed to with that night?
I didn't agree to anything.
You voted for it.
No. We agreed that. No. We said
there was a 5-0 vote. I remember that.
We said we were going to talk to him. We didn't say what the acreage we were going to hold back. We said everything's negotiable.
Okay. So the answer is yes. The answer is yes. You want more than 100 acres.
I want. Probably about 250 is what's on the master plan right now. So,
okay. I just want clarification.
100 was what was thrown out there. We never discussed it. We never negotiated that.
Sure.
They were trying to anchor us to that. I'm going to try to keep as much as I can for that.
Yeah. So this project was what, 600 and I keep saying 36. That's what's in my head. In the beginning, we carved off 100 for Navy Federal, so 530 or so left. And then, you know, the question is, how much of that do you allot for residential? How much of it do you allot for the light industrial, the jobs base that light manufacturing that the county wants, and then people want to. And then how much of it do you have for the retail or the commercial? And then how much for public space, right? For things that are not money makers per se, but are lifestyle enhancements. Those are all factors when you're trying to design this big space. And Robert Bender says, hey, I want to keep back at least 250 acres because that's how you create, you know, economic development. That's also how you make sure that it doesn't just become a giant subdivision, right?
This is sold as a jobs program. It's kind of like Children Trust. It was sold as a program for poor children, and now it's just give anybody money. It was created for jobs,
right?
And that's the reality for high wage light industrial manufacturing jobs,
right?
I mean, and that's what was sold to the citizens of Escambia County.
Exactly. And it has changed quite a bit since then because of input from the citizens, and the master plan was a collaborative compromise between all parties, and that's important. But again, what the county commission is thinking about doing is, instead of a deal where we just kind of give them the whole thing, can we hold back some of it? And as you heard him say there, 100 is what they had in mind in some of the negotiations, but now Bender says 250, which is not unreasonable. I mean, that's a fairly good chunk of the property to want to develop in other ways.
Okay. So Robert, your number is 250? Okay.
Around
all
there.
Right.
I mean,
that's good. I like that because that's going to be my number too. That's two. Lumen, what's the?
Oops, sorry, my fault.
The minimum number of acre. You know what it's all about. It's all about jobs, right? That's what it was all about. What's the minimum number of acreage for jobs?
Jeff, you know I'm a consensus builder, man. 260.
260. Okay.
So,
what about you, Steve?
That's three people right there to vote to keep that much back. And what they're trying to do is give Allison Rogers, the county attorney, and Wes Moreno, the county administrator, what their negotiating goals are when they go and work out this deal, if the deal does work out. And in fact, that's one of the things that had come up in this conversation at the Escambia Commission, is the concern about a deal not happening at all. I'll finish that up here in just a second. Right now, Candy's got traffic on the fives.
And watching an accident in front of Longleaf and Community Drive, right in front of the elementary school. Be careful there. It's very stop and go, very slow and go. And of course, schools being in session, kids are getting dropped off, so it's slow in that area anyway. East Bay Boulevard in Navarre, there's an accident at 98 East Bay Boulevard in Navarre, but it's not slowing things down, as I understand. It's not a roadblock. Windhaven a little slow this morning, but East Bay Boulevard itself is closed south of Copple Drive as part of the ongoing drainage improvement project. 437-1620 if you have traffic tips. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Thanks so much, Candy. Back to Mike Kohler now, county commissioner, talking about what his concern is with, you know, being too aggressive or greedy or demanding in the negotiations.
It doesn't matter if we get 250, 300, 150. But I do want to remind this board, when we first started doing this, we had two offers. We're going to have three offers. We're going to have four offers. We have one offer. And it's more important to me that we close the deal. If we can get 200 or 250, that's fine. But I hope we don't get too much into this that we lose this.
Which is a concern about delay and winding up with the Community Maritime Bark. You know, if you say no to what you think of as imperfect deals, maybe the alternative you get stuck with is the no-deal alternative. And, you know, nobody wants that. This is Commissioner Bender.
But Mike, for me, it's not about making the quick buck. I mean, this is truly a transformational piece of property. I mean, it's not the vacant lot in the neighborhood still. I mean, this is something that can define a community, that can... it's a game changer, and that's why we spent 20 years going after it.
Understood, and I am very sympathetic to that point of view, but what happens if your dream job never comes, and your dream date never comes, and your dream house never comes? Well, you could build that, I suppose. That's not a great example. But the point is, what if the, like, ideal thing that you have in mind to accomplish keeps not showing up? Well, that's how you get Community Maritime Park, right? I mean, that's how you get a highly underutilized, you know, asset, basically. And I get what he's trying to look for, but, you know, he's also trying to avoid a problem, right?
My guess is the people of Beulah and of Escambia County would rather us have that transformational piece than to make a quick buck just so they can put a whole bunch of houses in.
Yeah, I don't look at it that way, Robert, at all. It's not a quick buck. It's both. Like I told Steve, right, we can do both. But I agree with Mike. You know, we're up here talking. We might be running them out the back door as we talk. I'm well aware of that. So we have to be cognizant. I think they want the property. They know there's tremendous value there, like you do. And it can be transformational, and I believe it will be transformational. But we can't have Abulia up here and fall apart and do what they did with the Maritime Park, right?
The what now?
Transformational, but we can't have Abulia up here.
I don't think anybody talked about cooking with chicken broth. We we can't have Abulia. Commissioner Bergosh out-thesaurused me. I kid you not. I had to go look. I'm like, I've never heard this word. I didn't know how to spell it. He's right, though. It's the perfect term. It's Abulia, A-B-U-L-I-A, an absence of willpower or an inability to act decisively, especially as a symptom of mental illness. It's a great word, but I think he out-vocabularied the room a little bit. But anyway, I thought the tone from Commissioner Bender, I found surprising, because he was basically saying, you know, if we have to hold it, we have to hold it. I'd rather hold it than give us the wrong deal.
I think we can get the interest in that, just like Santa Rosa has a whole bunch of interest. Sure. I think we can too. So, that's why I'm not afraid to hold it and see what comes later, because they're not making any more land, especially along I-10.
So it's just kind of interesting. Like I get all the sentiments involved. We're worried about missing out. We're worried about, you know, losing something because we delay. We're worried about getting something that's crummy. We're worried about something that puts us in a corner that we can't really get a lot of the master plan stuff done. Although nobody's saying that, okay? The county commissioners and the county administrator have repeatedly said they're going to hold to the ideals of the master plan, if not the specific details of it. And so I hope that that's true. I believe that that'll be true. We'll see. And holding back, you know, 250 acres in order to develop, you know, along a non-residential way. If they can sell off the residential and then that gets built and then we make our money back, basically, and then the other stuff winds up creating the jobs and, you know, generating revenue and also giving the people the stuff to do there. I mean, maybe in the long run it all works out. We'll see. And also, you know, Bender may be negotiating from the dais. He may be kind of being that voice on the dais that says, well, I don't know if we're that eager to date, you know? I mean, what do you got, right? So, which is, you know, appropriate. In fact, you know, I think it was Commissioner Burgash at one point who basically said, you know, we don't want to talk ourselves out of this deal, which is, you know, that can also be a problem, right? 437-1620, 437-1620. It's 820 here on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. If you have a business and you have obviously employees and you have benefits, you have health insurance, dental, vision, life, disability, HR tools, resources, payroll, all that kind of stuff. And if you are really happy with everything, then keep doing what you're doing. And if you really like managing it yourself, then keep doing what you're doing. On the other hand, if you'd like help managing it or to find out if there might be better options or just want some input on how you maybe can do things better for you or your employees, that's why you call Torgerson Causey. They're a comprehensive employee benefits agency. We have been working with them here at News Radio in Cat Country for, I think, about 6 years, 5 or 6 years, something like that. And they're fantastic. They gave us choices, options. They made life better for us. And they are always available, super responsive when we have questions or calls. And don't want to, you know, want to know something, they always get back to us. And here's this, I know this probably doesn't mean a lot to you, but my wife is very detail-oriented, okay? And so when she asks a question and she doesn't get a detail-oriented answer, she gets annoyed, and she's never been annoyed at them. That's high praise. I'm just telling you, that's high praise. 433-9996 for Torgerson Causey, or check them out online at tcbenefitsgroup.com. And, no, I goofed you up, Candy. I'm sorry. I want to do a giveaway. I keep not doing this giveaway. I have a pair of tickets to go see Showtime for the Pensacola Children's Chorus. So
Showtime.
There you go. Okay, May 12th through the 14th at the Pensacola Sanger Theater. I've got a pair of tickets. You just, here's fastest wins. Number one, bing, go. 437-1620. I'm Andrew McKay.
Pensacola, it's Judy Lacey with Barbieri Plumbing. We've been Pensacola's plumber for over 50 years. From leaking faucets to replacing sewer lines, we get the job done. My dad, Louis Barbieri, started this company over 50 years ago with a vision of providing the best service with honesty and integrity for our community. He also started our flat rate pricing system, where you know exactly what the job will cost before the work is done, so there are no surprises. Last year, we were voted Best Plumbing Company and Pensacola's Best of the Bay. Voting has begun in this year's Best of the Bay, and we would appreciate your vote again. We know you don't always need a plumber, but when you do, call Barbieri Plumbing, 850-477-8782. That's 850-477-8782. And don't forget to like us on Facebook. Remember, Barbieri Plumbing.
License number RF1106-7749. Investing in times like these can be scary if you don't have the right person at the helm of your finances. Armada Advisors will put you on the right path for success. Join Wesley Odom with Armada Advisors to find a better way you can successfully invest your money and enjoy your retirement. Tune in to the Pensacola Expert Panel this morning at 10.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Bands on the Beach is back. Bring a lawn chair or a towel, but no pets or glass, and enjoy live music at the stage on Pensacola Beach. There's plenty of room to spread out and enjoy the sand, the sunset, and great live music every Tuesday night at 7. This week, Grits and Greens takes the stage. A powerful four-piece band best described as rock and roll with a soulful and jam-heavy delivery. It's Bands on the Beach every Tuesday night at 7, brought to you by the Santa Rosa Island Authority.
The Dave Ramsey Show, afternoons at 1, after Brian Kilmeade on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
You speak English?
What country do you think this is?
And what happened at the meeting?
Everybody discussed their issues, and the county commissioner was asking questions and details. And then at the end of the meeting, he requested that we write a letter to the county commissioners. And that's where the letters came about.
So this was the conversation we had yesterday with the medical examiner, Deanna Oleski, Dr. Oleski, and also Rick Bailey, who is the owner of Waters and Hibbert Funeral Home. He was one of the men who wrote the one of the three letter writers, okay, who wrote the letter critical of the medical examiner's office. And what we found out from him is that this was not a spontaneous grassroots coalition of frustrated funeral home directors who got together and wanted to write these letters. This was the byproduct of a meeting that took place at Smokey's Barbecue, the family-owned business of Stephen Barry. Stephen's family owns that, Commissioner Stephen Barry. And he says they, specifically one of the funeral home directors and Barry, asked him to write these letters. And did he give you was there a reason why he was wanting you to write these letters or a...
I really don't know.
Okay.
With the way things have turned out, I have a lot of questions myself.
Okay. To write a letter to the county or to write a letter to the... Who is the authority that would oversee you, Dr. Oleska?
The
Medical Examiner's Commission?
Yeah.
So did he ask you to write a letter to the county or to the Medical Examiner's Commission?
He asked for it to be sent to their office.
Did he say... Because that's weird. Like, why to them? Did he say why to them?
No.
Okay. So Commissioner Barry got these funeral home directors together, and four of them, and asked them to write letters, and three of them did, to send to his office, not to send to the Medical Examiner's Commission. That's weird. And he thought, Rick Bailey thought, that this was going to, like, open lines of communication. And so when all of this turned out, he was very surprised by the outcome. Do you wish you'd have written this letter?
No, not the way it's been handled. Absolutely not.
What was the handling of it that bothered you?
Well, first of all, this was an effort to address the situation with the medical examiner's office. But apparently by writing these letters to the county commissioner and the blog that was put out, that was not the intentions. That didn't accomplish anything at all for me or Dr. Alexi.
So he wanted kind of a bridge to open communications, and it wound up becoming this big attack thing that he just never intended to go that way.
Never, never, never my intentions. This should have never gone the way that it had gone.
And he basically is like, I don't understand. The people who started this have run away.
She met with all the funeral directors involved. We met with all of her staff. These people that did this or requested all this, we've not heard a word from. It's like they started the fire and ran.
Yeah, we'll talk a little bit more about this in a second. Candy's got traffic on the fives.
God, I just love this story. We are watching a couple of accidents. Longleaf and Community Drive, very slow and go and stop and go. And it's in front of Longleaf Elementary, but as you know, a couple other schools they're letting out. So, but very slow in that area and all the places they're dropping kids off. East Bay Boulevard in Navarre closed south of Coppell as they work on the ongoing drainage improvement project. There's also an accident at 98 and East Bay Boulevard, and then another accident 98 in Tiger Point Lane. If you have traffic tips, 437-1620, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Thanks so much, Candy. We'll get back to the story in just a second, but I do want to give David Wayne a chance to give us our headlines in the newsroom. David?
A disbarred former South Carolina attorney in prison for killing his wife and son also apparently lied about the death of his housekeeper, an insurance company suing Alex Murdoch for allegedly providing false information about Gloria Soderfield's death, forcing them to pay out a multi-million dollar settlement. The White House threatening to veto a Republican bill aimed at slowing the flow of migrants at the Mexico-U.S. border. The National Border Patrol Council Vice President Art Del Cuarto says the situation isn't sustainable. The Biden administration says the bill would cut off access to humanitarian protections for migrants. And there's an FDA panel of experts weighing in on whether birth control pills should be sold without a prescription. Irish drug maker Perrigo wants to sell a pill over the counter in the U.S., the FDA considering that request.
Very good, David. Thanks so much for the update. Back to this conversation we had yesterday. So I'm left with a lot of questions. Questions like, why does Stephen Barry do all this? I mean, here's one theory. One theory is that it came to his attention that some funeral homes were frustrated and he thought he could help solve a problem. That's one possibility, right? Very innocent possibility. And if that's what he's trying to do. But if that were true, why did the letters get sent to his office instead of the board? Why didn't he call the medical examiner and say, hey, we got an issue. Can we sit down and, you know, negotiate this? Instead, he sits down with them and asks them to write these letters, which they do, which have a lot of unexpected content, I think, from Rick Bailey's perspective, you know, some of the allegations. Then those letters get released somehow into Jeff Bergosh's custody, who then puts out this blog post highlighting some of the excerpts and begging the news to request the basic documents, which we all did and then publicized it. But saying in the process, but I'm not too sure about this, this doesn't seem like the Dan Oleski I know. He's distancing himself from the story that he is creating. Did Stephen Barry communicate with Jeff Bergosh about this? I don't think there'd be a sunshine violation necessarily. Did Jeff Bergosh know about the meeting that Stephen Barry initiated the request for these guys to write these letters to, in my opinion, defame Deanna Oleski? Is that an ethics violation? Is that a collusion or conspiracy? I don't know if there's a crime involved. It doesn't quite seem like it. It's shady. It's manipulative. It's certainly not the picture. And this all comes in the context of this conversation about the medical examiner's office and where to put it, and the fact that she and some of her employees showed up at the county commission meeting to criticize the board back in September.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. President Biden has a phone call with Mexico's President Obrador today. Restrictions allowing asylum seekers to be quickly expelled from the U.S. are about to end.
Border state and federal officials are bracing for what Thursday will bring when those COVID-era border restrictions come to an end. But many immigrants are not waiting. Numbers are spiking already, with our Fox drone team catching huge lines of immigrants crossing into Texas, thousands a day.
Fox's Doug Luzader. The 8 people killed in a mall shooting in Allen, Texas, are identified, including multiple members of 2 families.
Cindy and Cayuche Cho, along with their 3-year-old son, James, 2 sisters, 11-year-old Daniela and 8-year-old Sophia Mendoza, Ashwaria Thadikanda, Christian LaCour, and Elio Kumano Rivas, killed on Saturday.
Fox's Todd Pyro, a 6-year-old boy, lost both parents and his little brother. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, it's 8:31, News Radio 92.3, cloudy, 76 right now in Pensacola. Yesterday, we learned more about that fatal officer-involved shooting on Helton Lane. Deputies shot and killed 53-year-old Ronnie Clark. We're now learning that Clark had an extensive criminal history.
It's shocking to me that you can have somebody who engages in this kind of behavior, and he's just all he knows how to do is commit crime. His sole contribution to society has been the commission of crimes.
That is Deputy Assistant State Attorney John Mulchin, who talked with Channel 3 and Channel 3 reporting that Clark had served 18 years in prison and had 58 prior convictions, although prior to the events that unfolded over the weekend, no serious violent offenses. Deputies say they were involved in a 5-hour standoff with Clark, who took a hostage, held her in a tent, then held a knife to her throat and tried to escape in a vehicle. A deputy fired a shot, hitting and killing Clark, but possibly also hitting the hostage. She's recovering in a local hospital. FDLE still investigating that shooting. The Florida Highway Patrol says the second person that was involved in that fatal crash in Santa Rosa County over the weekend has now died. The crash happened on Saturday on State Road 87 and Hickory Hammock Road. 62-year-old Ford Walton Beach man allegedly ran a red light and hit a car, killing a 54-year-old Milton man after that crash. After that crash, FHP reported that the Fort Walton Beach man suffered minor injuries and charges were pending. But then yesterday, FHP says the man died at his home. The state medical examiner's office is investigating. Right now, it's not known if his death was in relation to the accident or something else. Escambia County's in line to receive $1 million in state funding to build a new regional fire training facility, so long as the line item survives Governor DeSantis's veto pen.
Under the proposal, the facility would be housed behind Gonzales Utilities on Old Kempstrand Road at the site of the former Escambia Charter School. In addition to building a training building for live fires, the plan also includes renovating the existing building to house classrooms and a kitchen. The building hasn't been used since the end of the 2018 school year, when the Escambia Charter School closed. The $117 billion state budget is due to be reviewed this week by the governor.
And that is News Radio's Joe Ford there. Milton's historic Whittle Building will soon be no more. Demolition of that structure got underway last week. At one time, the building was a prominent feature in Milton, serving as one of the city's first car dealerships at the corner of 90 and Carolyn Street. Later, it was owned by Pensacola State Junior College. Before it was bought by the county in 1994, then after serving as a warehouse, it eventually became vacant and blighted. Well, Santa Rosa County deputies say they got called to a road rage incident in Milton last week. Happened on Highway 90 when a woman pulled up next to a man and his kids and allegedly pointed a pistol at him.
And made some kind of statement to the effect of, don't mess with me.
those were not her exact words. The complainant was able to describe not only the suspect but the firearm. There was some coloration of the firearm that made it maybe slightly unique.
And Santa Rosa County Chief Deputy Shane Tucker there. He tells News Radio that unique color led to deputies being able to identify the woman when they caught up with her shortly after. She now faces aggravated battery charges. And if you're going to be driving past Graffiti Bridge today, you'll notice some new artwork honoring all of our local nurses. That was painted there by HCA Florida West Hospital. The art thanking nurses for, quote, putting so much heart into everything they do. It's in honor of National Nurses Week, and it was painted by local artist Ronson Swanson. It is 8:35, News Radio 92.3. Let's get a look at our traffic on the fives.
Taking a look around 29 at Matheson Road. This is just north of Quintet. Not showing a roadblock, though, this morning. In fact, the Longleaf accident has been, it's still slow in that area because kids are getting let in for school there, Longleaf and Community, but not showing a roadblock anymore. Two accidents on Highway 98, one at Tiger Park Lane, and not showing a roadblock there. And Wynn Haven's clear, too. East Bay Boulevard at 98 showing an accident, but again, no roadblock there either. But do watch for East Bay Boulevard. That is to say it's closed. South of Coppell Drive, as it has been, and through the rest of the month as they work on the ongoing drainage improvement project. If you have traffic tips, text 437-1620. It's News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
It's going to be another warm and humid day today. We will have an isolated chance of showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon. Rain chance will slowly come to an end as we go into the evening hours. Overnight tonight, temperatures staying warm in the 70s. As you go into your Wednesday, we will have a very similar forecast. Showers and thunderstorms possible in the afternoon. Very warm and humid with highs in the low to mid 80s. Overnight on Wednesday, we will have temperatures drop back in the low 70s. Stay connected to Channel 3 News First Warning Weather Team. Download the WEAR-TV weather app. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
And, oh yeah, it's warming up now. 76 cloudy skies here in Pensacola, 75 in Gulf Breeze, and 74 in Milton. Your money now today. The market opening down a little bit anyway. The Dow Jones down 66, 49 at 33,552.20. S&P 500 down 1889 at 41.19.23, and the NASDAQ down 60.38 this morning at 12.196.54. Our U.S. 10-year bond rate is not changed today, still at 3.519. Gold prices down slightly today, 2033.10. Silver prices also down slightly at 25.73. President Biden welcoming House Speaker Kevin McCarthy and other congressional leaders to the White House today to try to resolve their standoff over the debt ceiling. Congress has to pass legislation to raise the borrowing limit by early June to avoid a default. Confidence in the housing market is apparently at the highest it's been in almost a year now. Data from Fannie Mae showed that consumers' idea that mortgage rates will decrease pushed up a housing market confidence to its highest level last month. And at least 125 athletes and athletic staff members in Iowa at the University of Iowa and Iowa State University now involved in a sports gambling investigation. Iowa says 26 athletes from their baseball, football, wrestling, men's basketball, and track teams are involved. And ISU says 15 athletes from its football, track, and wrestling teams involved. Sports gambling is legal in the state, but the NCAA bans players from participating. 8:38. It's News Radio 92.3. Our next news at 9. Breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne, News Radio 92.3.
Hi, I'm Billy Anderson with Anderson Subaru in Pensacola. From our spectacular beaches to the miles of rivers and unspoiled forests, the Gulf Coast offers some of the best family adventure around. And the Subaru Crosstrek and Subaru Forester are the perfect family vehicles to explore every dune and unpaved trail in Northwest Florida. Both come standard with sure-footed symmetrical all-wheel drive to take you deep into the wild places you love. The Crosstrek is powered by 182 horsepower Subaru Boxer engine that adds plenty of go to any adventure, and the Forester boasts 9.2 inches of ground clearance to get you through every wilderness challenge. There's more than enough room for your gear and plenty of options to make the Crosstrek or Forester fit your lifestyle. In a Subaru, the destination is the journey, so grab the kids and the dog and follow your own path to adventure. Love is out there at Anderson Subaru, Highway 29, just north of Carr City, Pensacola, online at AndersonSubaru.com.
Anderson's got a Subaru for you.
In a world of payroll and HR services, things can get complicated. There are so many moving parts in business. At Avalon HR, we understand, and we have your back. Join us on the Pensacola Expert Panel as we guide you through the complicated world of payroll and HR services. Running a business is busy work. Allow Avalon HR to work with you. Join us tomorrow on the Pensacola Expert Panel at 10.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
News Radio 92.3 is Pensacola's radio home for informative, local, and dependable news and talk. Listen to local talk in your morning and afternoon drive. Local experts during the day with the Pensacola Expert Panel. And national talk with Brian Kilmeade and Dave Ramsey. Listen to local news and Fox News at the top and bottom of every hour. Along with WEAR News during your afternoon drive and at 10 p.m. We have your traffic on the fives during your commute. And when breaking news hits, we have you covered. News Radio 92.3, now heard on 95.3 and AM 1620.
Everybody was kung fu fighting.
I admire your deductive processes.
Ooh, yeah. I'm gonna have to go ahead and sort of disagree with you there.
Idiot!
Food fight!
Gentlemen, you can't fight in here. This is the war room.
This conversation can serve no purpose anymore.
All right, it's a simple one for today, Candy.
Ooh.
This is a simple one, real simple. You ready? Is a gift card a good gift? Yes or no? 437-1620, 437-1620. Are you a gift card giver?
You know I am.
I know. Are you a gift card recipient in happiness?
Oh, I see what you're saying. Yeah,
do
is
you
it
enjoy,
a good gift to...
When people give them to you, do you enjoy them?
Yeah.
Oh,
no.
Wow. That's a
I know,
mixed message.
I know. I like to give
I
gift
super
cards.
I love giving them, but yeah, I don't know. You don't have to give them
I
to
have
me.
A problem accepting things.
Oh, that's fair.
So that's like a whole mental health issue.
You don't
ask
like,
Brent.
You don't like being the recipient of the...
You know the Nashville shirts I wear?
Okay.
He bought those for me when I first started, and I couldn't bring myself to wear them. I'm
Aww.
Just not a... But I wore yours right away. I know. That's a thing. So no, don't give me anything ever. I'm good to go. But no, I always give them because you never know, especially kids
yeah.
or teens,
yeah.
you know, they want to buy for themselves. So I think it's a great gift.
437... Oh, that's interesting because if you give... Then you're not giving cash, but if you give like a Visa, just a like a super generic, not even a for a place card, but like a $50 Visa debit card or something like that, then you're giving the kid the ability to go buy stuff
yeah,
on their
sure,
own.
Yeah, sure, sure. And okay. you know when I don't have gift cards, I give cash. You see me do it. It's your birthday. How dare you not
right?
tell me?
437-1620, 437-1620. Somebody here says, I love to give and receive a Visa gift card so it can be used for anything. Mm-hmm. That's cash in a different shape, right?
Okay. It is,
so
it
that,
is,
that
sure.
That makes sense to me. I like receiving gift cards. When people give me a gift card, I always think the only thing I don't love about a gift card, and this is a minor complaint, is I'm the guy where you give me a gift card and it's like it's a $25 gift card to Starbucks. Okay.
Right.
Okay. And I use it and then I use it and then I use it and I kind of forget how much is on there, you know? And
you
then,
just call the number on your back.
Oh, I know, but it's the managing of the gift card stack that sometimes becomes an issue is, you know, I swear I think I have like $3.08 at the Olive Garden on a gift card. That
no, I hear you.
I'm not going to the Olive Garden to spend $3, but I can't throw away $3 either.
You know? Absolutely.
So I wind up having all of that for all of this time.
That's
so,
what we should give some of the guests at the wrap.
You know, we should give the leftover gift
yeah,
cards.
Yeah, that's right. Good luck.
Hey,
I hope you like Olive Garden.
Not
here's
sure how much is on here. Yeah. Could be $8. Could be nothing.
God bless.
I love it. Somebody here says local gift cards, no, but out of the city for a distance, yes. Gift cards to people, you know, elsewhere, which makes sense because it's easy to ship it to them. And,
oh,
you know,
yeah,
it's harder
sure.
to send them like, you know, a cooked filet. you know, like you.
If but, only, though.
But no, if it's so I am. If you give me money, I tend to sit around and think, what's the best use? What's the best use? What's the best use? Like forever. And I optimize and maximize and dither about it. I get the abuya about.
It's a word
you,
of the day.
Gosh, that yeah. is, right?
You're the most.
Oh, by the way, on that note, can I shoehorn in the joke here?
Please.
Somebody sent me the back joke on the medical examiner said, Abulia once, shame on you. Abulia twice, shame on me. Oh, this is, my people are funny. Anyway, back to the story.
This is what happens when you give Andrew cash.
No, that's true. And I dither and dither and then I maximize. But at least, but if you give me a gift card to like a place, well, I just know I'm going to go eat there, right? And so that's easier in a way to spend than just the cash because you don't have to think about all the alternatives. So you've done me a favor.
If you give him cash like a month later, you get a text. Look what I bought with this.
That's 100% accurate.
What the hell are you talking about, dude? Congratulations.
That's
wrong
right.
text. No.
437-1620. I love giving and receiving gift cards. I'll always get the perfect gift. A generic gift card, yes, but a specific gift card to like Red Lobster is a no. What do you have against Red Lobster? Well, I mean, it's, you know, granted we live in
a specific gift card. That makes sense. Well, not because it's Red Lobster, but yeah, like maybe that is not your favorite place.
Well, so that's part of the general challenge of the gift in general, right, is to know your person. And that's why gifts are a fraught business. Like, you really, it can go wrong a lot of ways. You have to really know somebody. And if you give them, like, it's very easy to give a bad gift because it shows that you didn't really know. And then you say something like the thought that counts, which is a bunch of nonsense, because the point is you didn't think very well. But if you give somebody a gift that they understand, you know, that, like, they enjoy, but you have to know them enough to give them the right gift.
Yeah.
Which is how, a gift card is not, like, the easy alternative necessarily, because it can go wrong as well. Like buying somebody a gift card to a restaurant that they really do not like. You know, like I'm imagining somebody thinks, oh, I'm going to give Andrew's wife this wonderful gift card and gives her a gift card to the fish house or the fishing hole. You know, two fantastic seafood restaurants, which she is never going to go within 100 feet of.
Because she doesn't like seafood. Sure,
right.
Sure, sure.
So what, you're going to give her that gift and then she's going to give it to me, which is fine. So go ahead. 437-1620. I'll give gift cards to promote local businesses. I like receiving
That's
something
a great
tangible
idea.
Better, even if the worth is trivial by comparison. We have lots of great local seafood, LOL. Yeah, no, that's absolutely true. Candy, let's break in here with traffic on the fives. I know.
I'm talking gift cards. This is
It's like our job gets in the way of doing this show.
This job would be great if it wasn't for the work and the traffic. Just kidding. The roads are fine now. It looks like everything has cleared up a little slow in Oriole Beach, and then a little slow as you're getting onto the General Chappy James, the 3-mile bridge. But other than that, really not showing any slowdowns. Be careful, as you know. And this is brought to you by the good folks from, sorry, I just had it pulled up, David's Catfish. Mm-mm-mm. Speaking of gift cards and delicious seafood, they're on Dogwood Drive in Milton. And if you see an accident or certainly have a traffic tip, text it in if you would. 437-1620. It's News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
So you know how all day I've been hearing things wrong? Sometimes funny, sometimes not. Mm-hmm. I swear in my brain you said at Oriental Beach.
I did not. Like the rugs? That's
I thought you meant
the
rugs. Like the Avenue in Monopoly is what you meant. 8:46 on News Radio 92.3. Let's see, some of these texts. So somebody says, I love getting gift cards. Somebody says, I prefer the gifts of experience, like a show or to go do something. So
oh,
you
that's
give,
a really great
so
idea.
So you'd give a gift card to like PLT, you know, or something like that, which is a gift of an experience of sort or something like that. Anyway, just, you know, I thought it'd find it interesting. Some people don't like giving them. They feel like that's not a real gift. Yeah, I understand. But know your audience. That's what a gift is. It's always know your
audience.
Absolutely. 437-1620, 437-1620. Hey, if you've got to do HVAC work of any kind, you want to make sure that you get the right company, the right parts, the right prices, the 100% satisfaction guarantee would be nice. That's Peden. Peden is the one who does that, okay? You know when you pick up the phone, you're going to get all the right stuff. And, you know, right now you want to make sure this is the season to make sure your AC is working properly. They got $49 inspections in Pensacola, Fort Walton, and Panama City. And if you live in Baldwin County, $29 because they just expanded to Baldwin County. So not quite free, but real close, $29. Also, the first 400 Baldwin County residents will get a free SmartCare membership. So all kinds of benefits to working with Peden, especially if you happen to live in Baldwin County. You need AC work or electrical, call Peden. They will take care of it. You can check them out online. Best way to get a hold of them, just find out more information online. Peden, PEADEN.com.
Choosing an early education program is one of the most important decisions a parent makes. Navarre Montessori Academy develops confident, multicultural, multilingual children who respect diversity, community, who are caring, capable, enthusiastic, and committed to a lifetime of learning. Navarre Montessori Academy is a dual language immersion school that nurtures learning in an environment that celebrates cultural differences and holds to the Maria Montessori philosophy. Waitlist now open for 18 months through third grade. Check out their online reviews and call to schedule your tour today.
Now it's time for another tip from ADX Digital, your comprehensive digital marketing partners.
Many businesses in our area ask us point blank, why do I need you, meaning ADX Digital, to do my business's digital marketing? Why can't I just do it on my own with Facebook and Google? Well, just because you can does not necessarily mean you should. The reality of it is digital marketing is constantly changing, growing, and evolving. Are you up to date with the latest advancements? Trained in the latest technologies and platforms? Do you really have the time to design all the ads on your own? Read the ebooks, plan the campaign, and begin to try to learn all of this stuff yourself? Aren't you already responsible for holding down the workload of 2-3 full-time jobs already? It's time you contact our trusted team of media experts at ADX Digital. We are your trusted team for community partnerships and radio marketing, and a comprehensive list of opportunities available for you in the online digital marketing space. We invite you to email us today at connect@adxdigitalmarketing.com to get started on your path to a digital marketing partnership.
ADX Digital, your comprehensive digital marketing partners.
You know what you want to do in retirement, but do you know how to get there? Tune in to What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair of Swan Capital, Saturdays at 1 to get answers to your retirement planning questions. Plan today so you can do all the things you've dreamt about doing in retirement. Don't miss What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair, Saturdays at 1. Firm offers insurance services. Advisory services offered through Swan Capital, LLC.
News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. Informative news and talk. Local news and talk. And dependable news and talk. Now on the FM dial at 95.3.
All right, well, let's go over the list again. Swinging Priest.
Not enough people.
Crazy Larry.
Not enough people.
The Soft Shoulder.
Not enough people.
Baker's Dozen.
No woman and not enough people.
Hell in a Handbasket.
We can't train a cat that quickly. And not enough people.
Thank you, Commissioner Beard. And again, Pastor Mason, thank you for the prayer. Thank you for the invocation, Pastor Mason. And I will tell you, you are a great pastor because my mother attended your church on Sunday, and she's reminded me all week of the great sermon that she heard. So thank you so much.
Your mother did not say it was better than your father, did she?
Never.
She did not say that.
No. Nicole would say, no, there's not been a greater sermon than the sermon that my daddy preached every Sunday. I mean, he may be, like, good, but not the best. Yeah. Yeah, daddy is still the best. And I'm sure she's watching right now.
Oh, man. I just, we talk about all the politics and all of the, you know, the ugly stuff and the fighting, all that. But I just, it's always worthwhile remembering that they are people and they are funny. You know, Lumen May particularly is, in my opinion, the funniest one in both counties. He is, you know, he will come up with the joke. In fact, where was the one? That was him talking with Commissioner Barry about the pastor. And, you know, of course, nobody's better than my daddy. Nothing's better than the sermon that my daddy preached every single Sunday. That's fantastic. But later on, they're talking about the skate park. And this is kind of the setup to what will be the funny part.
Well, we certainly want to recognize former Commissioner Grover Robinson, former mayor. I did do a challenge with him, and we were part of the skate park, and I still put a $10,000 challenge to him and Mayor Hayward if they could outskate me on a skateboard. That challenge stands, Grover, if y'all ever want to come out and do the skate.
I'll let you go first.
I'm the poorest of all three.
I'll let you go first. That's Grover from the back seats. You know, that's not the funny part. This is the funny part.
Proclamation, the chair will accept a motion for the adoption. And
move the proclamations. Don't let Grover hustle you into a tennis match. don't parlay the skateboarding into a tennis match.
I get hit. I sweat when I pass by the country club. We have a motion in a second. Please vote.
It's so subtle, but gosh, why? Mr. Only Black Commissioner, would you say that you sweat when you See, that's the kind of stuff that'll slip by you if you're not paying attention. Lumen is genuinely hilarious. That's a funny comment. 437-1620, 437-1620. It's 853 here on News Radio 92.3. By the way, some other stuff, and this is, I wanted to give a moment to do this because a lot of times, like, the good news, you know, doesn't get as much attention. And Commissioner Bergosh took a moment to talk about some good news related to some employees. And we do in both counties have some fantastic employees who work for our, you know, our municipal government, the city of Pensacola. City of Milton has fantastic employees. attendees, maybe not so much for the meetings, but that's its own story, okay? But no, this is Commissioner Bragosch giving appropriate praise to some employees.
Sadly, in Beulah, in District 1, we had two state roads, Beulah Road and Nine Mile Road, where there's some issues with the turn, a left turn lane there. And sadly, we had a very, very bad accident, and a woman from Alabama was killed, and a young 8-year-old boy was thrown out of the car. It was terrible. And a number of residents sent pictures, and you know, it's tough. You got to be careful when you drive. But before I could even call our traffic division, even though it's a state road, it's not a county road, before I could even pick up the phone and call him, he called me and said, our staff realized that there might be an issue at that road, and we're going to proactively send something. Now, we can't make them do it, but we're going to send something to the state, our recommendations, and they did that. So if I don't talk about stuff like that, you're never going to know about it. But that's the county employees that we have working for us here in Escambia County. We've got good people, and they do great things.
Yeah, man. And I, you know, when I hear that kind of news, I will love to make sure that people hear that on a little bit larger platform, because I love celebrating them too. 8:55 on News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay. Candy's got traffic on the fives.
And watching a couple of accidents, certainly use caution. Longleaf Community Drive has been cleared up. East Bay Boulevard and Highway 98 Navarre. Accident, but it has been moved off to the side. East Bay Boulevard, Navarre is just closed. South of Copple Drive is part of the ongoing drainage improvement project. This is brought to you by Home Outlet, and you're going to find a great new look for your kitchen, bathroom, and flooring. Home Outlet, they're at 5007 Davis Highway. And certainly, if you have a traffic tip, text it in 437-1620, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Nothing going on at Oriole Beach?
Oriole Beach, sorry, I'm not a racist. If I said it, I didn't mean to.
Oriole
Beach.
You so much. Yeah.
Where they make the rugs. No, I'm sure I said Oriole Beach. It's always tied up in that area, though. Always. Every day.
It is every day. Hey, if you're thinking about buying or selling a home, look, you want a good realtor, right? You want to make sure that you get the best price selling, the best price buying. And I talk about Christina Leavenworth and her folks at Levin Rinke Realty for all of the homes that they sell, and like over 200 last year and already like 70, I think, this year so far, a little over. As of March 1st or April 1st, they had 36 sold and 29 under contract. So 66 as of a month ago, right? So well over 70 already this year. But on the buying side, like, if you're trying to buy a home, you think, why do I need a realtor? Well, you need a realtor because she will make sure that you win, okay, and that you get the best price, because she'll know, like, what is everybody going to offer? Okay, this is what they're going to offer. This is what the right price is. This is what you need to do to make sure that the seller wants you to buy their house, because she's been on the selling side so many times that she knows what the sellers are looking for, right? So if you want to buy a home, she's a great person to have buy your home for you. Or if you're trying to sell, same thing. 723-9158 for Christina Leavenworth and her team at Levin Rinke Realty. All right, Candy, I got the best news of the day. You ready for this?
Yes.
Best news of the day. Headline, researchers find less dementia among regular internet users. Right?
Yeah, that's right? Great. Okay. Yeah, that makes sense. You're trying to stay sharp and keep your memory alive.
So research published in the journal The American Geriatric Society, which I subscribe to now, following 18,000 adults ages. Oh, my wife thought it was the most hilarious thing when my GP, back where we used to live, I went to the reception room for the first time, and I turned out, you know, and I'm like, there's a lot of old people here. His side specialty was geriatrics, which she thought was hilarious. Anyway.
Yeah, that's right. His side.
That's right. Not for me. Anyway, 18,000 adults ages 50 to 65 over the course of 8 years found that those who regularly spend time online were less likely to develop dementia. The risk was about twice as high for those who spent no time on the internet. And the reasons aren't exactly clear, because we don't exactly understand dementia, but online engagement apparently helps to develop and maintain cognitive reserve, which can in turn compensate for brain aging and reduce the risk of dementia, according to one of the co-authors of the study. So, you know, getting your parents or your grandparents or yourself online, surfing, reading, browsing?
Which opens up a whole other host of problems.
Yes,
yeah.
getting scammed, right, exactly.
Yeah. Romance scams.
But generally speaking, there is a bonus to your mental health and putting off dementia, apparently, if you just are online. And as long as you can figure out how to use that dial-up modem. 8:58 on News Radio 92.3. Time for
Future News.
That's when Candy and I tell you what's going to happen before it happens. What is going to happen with the lot on which the Whittle Building sat when they get it all cleaned up? Is it going to be
skating rink?
Oh, a skating rink. Another one in Milton. That'd be good. I kind of liked the old food truck idea because it's very movable when they start doing the widening for Highway 90.
I agree. That's just kidding.
That's my best guess.
Whittle Skittles. Candy shop.
Are there going to be any kind of complaints, charges, ethics, anything related to this business with Stephen Barry and the funeral home directors and Jeff Bergosh? Do you think anything really comes of this?
I'm not sure.
Yeah, I'm not sure either. I'm just kind of, I'd like some more answers, but I'm kind of curious to see where this goes. Certainly very curious to see where this goes. We'll be back tomorrow. Thanks for listening.
Your home for Brian Kilmeade, weekdays 11 to 1, is News Radio 92.3.